Okay, Pep. I can be blunt and say that's probably as poor a performance as I've seen from Blues this season. Would you feel that way?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're coming from a very good game on the weekend and going into this one, which is a bad day for us. It's about putting the hands up. We've not been at the level that we know we can be, and at the level that we used to the team to be, and we paid it with a tough loss at home. I agree with that. The performance hasn't been right. It's been better in the first half. The second half, I think that second goal and straight away afterwards, when we miss a chance, sums up a little bit our difficulties to score and at the minute that we are a little bit vulnerable in the back and they're getting a lot of goals out of nothing, really. So it's not an easy moment for the team, but I think it's very important that everyone stays united and together and thinking about, well, getting all the confidence back and push up.
While you've had two senior centre-backs out injured, you've tried Giraldo there, you tried Wes Harding there. Today you went for Gary Gardner. Has that been the most difficult problem for you to solve in the last month?
Yeah, of course. It's been since we had both of the injuries. That's been a massive handicap for us. And that paid a little bit of a price, because in the end of the day, centre-backs are the most important positions in the team nowadays, because they give security to everyone else, you know. And so it's very important for us to get Jake back with the team, back from injury, and Robo after as well, because otherwise it's very difficult to keep sustaining a good level of performances. Despite of that, I think that everyone put the best to try to hold us and to understand the situation, but of course it hasn't been easy for the team, I understand.
And the quality on the ball seems to have been lacking quite a bit in the last few games. Again, that's something that you've been priding yourself on in the first part of the season.
Well, I think the quality on the ball was very good against Leeds, as well with West Brom, but of course there's a lot of games and it's normal that it's difficult to always keep a very good level of performances and all the teams, there's always a little bit better days and bad days. But in the end of the day, of course, we need to be better on the ball, but as well better defensively to find again all the kind of football that we need to get St Andrews back as a fortress, as it was.
This is the toughest run you've had since you took over as head coach. Is this now almost a crisis, do you feel, or do you feel that it's one that could be turned around quite quickly? Relegation zone only 6 points away now. Is this going to be a difficult challenge to turn things around again?
In my opinion, it's about a challenge that we all face. We knew that what was demanded from us, it would not be easy, and we knew that there would be moments during the season that was very important to stay calm, stay together, put the hands up on bad days like that, because our fans doesn't deserve what happened today. That's clear, and I hold the responsibility in the other day. But in my opinion, it's very important to understand that it's a challenge. The good thing is that we have experience enough in the squad to handle those situations, because we've been in much worse situations in the last few years. And it's about finding again ourselves, making sure that we do the basics right, that we stop conceding these the goals that we're conceding, and then eventually we gotta improve and get out. You know what I mean? And in the end of the day, every point matters, and it's about keep playing every game like a final. Despite today, as I said, it's about holding our hand up, because it's been very bad. So we need to put that straight away, and make sure the team has the confidence, and it's a challenge for all of us. But we're not going to throw the towel away first time that we are in a bad moment. We've got to get together and fight our way out.